This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Congress's endless bickering over the shape and size of more COVID relief is taking a human toll, and one industry says any more delay could even impact the delivery of life-saving vaccines. COVID vaccines, expected to receive FDA emergency approval in just days, will need a key medium to reach the millions of Americans intended to be vaccinated.
It needs dry ice to be shipped and distributed across the country. And where does dry ice come from? It comes from the ethanol industry. We've got ethanol plants across the U.S. that are capturing CO2.
That is Renewable Fuel Association Chief Jeff Cooper, who complains some ethanol plants are hanging on by a thread, even as the output of fuel has ticked up again in recent weeks.
That increase in production is happening at exactly the same time that we're seeing a reduction in demand again. Because of the recent spike in COVID cases, and you got more people staying home and travel restrictions and, you know, the kind of going back to where we were in March and April.
U.S. ethanol production neared 1 million barrels a day in the week ending December 4th, the highest level since COVID restrictions were first put in place back in March. But without more economic and vaccine support from lawmakers fighting with each other instead of against the virus, more lives and jobs will be lost. Last week, the USDA released its December crop production and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate on Thursday. USDA dropped soybean ending stocks down to 175 million bushel, 15 million bushel lower than last month, due to an increase in domestic crush. Total U.S. oilseed production for 2020-2021 is projected at 123.7 million ton, down from last month. The U.S. season average soybean price is at $10.55 a bushel, up 15 cent. The U.S. December corn supply and use overlooks are unchanged from November. The projected season average farm price is also unchanged at $4 a bushel. The outlook for 2020-2021 U.S. wheat this month calls for slightly smaller supply, unchanged domestic usage, higher exports, and lower ending stock. Supply are reduced on lower imports. Projected ending stocks dropped 15 million bushel to 862, 16% lower than last year, and the season average farm price for wheat is unchanged at $4.70 a bushel. In other ag news here on your Monday, a Central Illinois farmer was elected chairman of the United Soybean Board, which funds research and promotion activities that bolster the soybean economy. Dan Farney of Morton was elected chairman of the National Soybean Checkoff Board, where he has served for 7 years.
I've served about 4 years on the executive committee, so just kind of a lot of hard work and being willing to serve people and work for my fellow soybean farmers have got me to this point. You meet a lot of people, you meet a lot of great farmers. It's just very cool for a farmer from Morton, Illinois to be able to do all this.
Farney says the United Soybean Board is farmers helping farmers.
The biggest thing is it's farmer-led, farmer-driven, farmer decisions, and farmer finance. So that is probably the biggest thing that I'd like to get across, is that this is farmers working for ourselves, trying to better ourselves, being collaborative in looking for new uses and promoting our product.
And Farney says selecting new uses and promotional ideas for the future are the greatest challenge for the checkoff.
Some of the biggest challenges would be, as always, we're looking for new research projects to be thinking ahead. Sometimes it's hard to be innovative, and that's what we want to try and be, is be looking ahead and looking for the next big thing or the next use that we can really increase usage of our soybeans. So if I had to say one, that would be, it's kind of a challenge to look into the future.
Again, that's Dan Farney of Morton up in Tazewell County, and he's the new chairman of the United Soybean Board. In other state and local ag news here for your Monday, it's full steam ahead for next year's state fair. For the first time, the state fair is announcing part of the grandstand concert lineup before Christmas. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Tuesday, for shows by Toby Keith, Kelsey Ballerini, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and more. There will also be a new seating area for the concerts called the Blue Ribbon Zone, and a new ride pass, says state fair manager Kevin Gordon.
this is the first year that at least I've been with the fair, and I think in the history of the fair, that we have ever released our grandstand acts and went on sale prior to Christmas. I think it gives the individuals who want to go to the concert, gives them a golden opportunity to purchase these as Christmas presents, which is great. Now, we're very, very excited about that. For an extra $10 on your Mega Pass, you can purchase a Jumbo Pass, and that will include as many times as you want to go down the giant slide for 11 days.
Both the Jumbo Pass and Mega Pass go on sale this week at a reduced rate for the holidays. You can learn more online at IllinoisStateFair.info. In other state-related ag news and a little bit on the IDNR side of things, hunters harvested more than 76,000 deer during Illinois firearm deer seasons. That's excluding this past weekend's muzzleloader season. The second half of the season was a great season and wrapped up 2 weekends ago, according to State Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Rachel Torbert.
We ended up just a little bit ahead of where we were last year. So hunters this year had a preliminary harvest of 76,579 compared with 75,417 last year. So we're up just about 1,000.
This past weekend was muzzleloader season, and those numbers are expected to be released later on this week. But Torbert also explains that there's a few more opportunities for hunting in the next few weeks.
We have our late winter antlerless only deer season and our CWD deer season. Now the CWD deer season is only in designated counties.
And for a full list of those CWD counties, just go online to huntillinois.org. And finally here in local ag news for your Monday, 6 U of I Extension employees were recognized for their accomplishments, resulting in organizational change that supported diversity, pluralism, and innovation. Carla Belzer, Amanda Cole, Michelle Cox, Susan Glassman, Duria Kemp, and Dolores Walker received the Extension Excellence and Diversity Award for an educational series they created called Race Matters. The Race Matters webinar series was developed in response to the injustice, frustration, and sadness that the team members were observing in their communities this year. Its goal was to raise awareness among Extension staff to enable to take on new roles as allies and to support positive change, moving towards justice and inclusion in the work that Extension performs in all communities. The local winner was Amanda Cole, who serves as Extension Director for Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County, and she works to assess the needs within communities in our local area. She then works to connect individuals, families, businesses, organizations, and communities to unbiased research through Extension programs, with the goal to empower those served to make better informed decisions. Her interests include educating communities on issues facing those living in poverty and on the resources available through Extension. As County Director, Cole provides the overall programmatic leadership in Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County. She is additionally responsible for personnel management and resource development to support the work within the multi-county unit, which is Unit 18. The research-based programs address the most pressing issues within Illinois, and those are food, health, environment, community, and economy. Cole is a native of Central Illinois and earned both of her Bachelor's of Science and Master's of Business Administration from Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Her primary focus of study was business and finance. And that will conclude your Ag News here on a Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, December 14th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.